Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is the How... No, this is not the How to Be Show. This is Jamie's Journal. I'm about to say that because I didn't do my show this morning. Whoops! But good morning, everybody. This is Jamie's Journal. Good morning. Welcome. This is the first show in June we are doing. Again, I think it was the end of May. I said that we are going to lean back from a couple of shows. So it's not going to be every week, but we will be doing a show. Same thing for July. We will be doing a couple of shows, but we won't be doing it as much because of the summer, because people go on vacation. Some people work through the summer as business owners, as, you know, we as business owners, I can't even say the word, are always working. You know, some people just don't take off, you know. They take off from certain things, but they don't take off from everything. So I just want to make you aware of some things, you know. This week we will be on for 3 days. Next week we'll be on for 3 days. I may add a couple 2 days next week. But I'm just off the top of my head. I know I'm running a lot. Let's see if Dr. Arlene Spann is on the line. Let's see how she's doing this morning. Good morning, Dr. Arlene Spann. Are you there?
Dr. Arlene Spann is here live and well. Mic check. 1, 2.
All right.
Earphones on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. How are you this morning?
I am well, Jamie. I am well. And you? You know, I always have to give the weather report. So we have a somewhat of an overcast day here in Maryland. What's it like there in the New Jersey area?
Same thing. It started out with the sun earlier this morning around 6, and then it got kind of cloudy around 8 o'clock, and now it's like, it's looking kind of cloudy because they did say rain for today. They did. They said rain. They said rain today. So, you know, but it's all good. You know, we need the rain, you know, because it's been really, really hot, and, you know, in the summertime, my room's always, like, you know, really, really hot. Like, you know, it's like sweaty hot. So, you know, I have to have an air conditioner, so... You know, but I'm excited to be on the show. I'm excited to be here because last week we did take off, and I was kind of sad, but, you know, I had to get some things done. So this morning, if you are listening, I didn't send out any emails. I'm bad. I didn't even do Instagram like I usually do, which I could do right now. If you're listening to me, go onto your Facebook page and say, Jamie's Journal is live. Jamie's Journal is live, and she will be talking about journaling. Journaling is something, Arlene, I believe, that we talked about before, but we wanted to reiterate or repeat ourselves because sometimes we have some newcomers listening to the show. Sometimes we have some repeated people listening to the show, and they still need to get a refresher course on journaling. I believe I said to you the last conversation that we had on the phone that I was thinking about having a journal conference in the fall, maybe October, November. But everything that we do is virtually, which I love. This is a virtual conference. It is not something that you got to fly out for yet. You know, not to say that we're not going to have it ever, but I do. When I do my journal conferences, I want to have a big live thing. That's one of my vision for for this show, to have some conferences live and have get a big auditorium and just have it, just make it big, you know, have speaker after speaker after speaker, you know, for the weekend, you know. Hopefully we can do it one day all week, you know, but I want to, you know, a lot of times we got to start small, so... Journaling, you know, we wanted to actually list out the styles of journaling because a lot of people journal, but You know, there's different styles. I don't know if Arlene, you ever been there where, you know, we write notes after notes after notes, you know, going to different webinars, different seminars, different speakers, we even go to conference calls virtually, and we don't get to think about, well, maybe I should start a journal, you think? Maybe I should start something that you know, that we need to repeat, you know. I know for myself, I have a lot of notebooks of stuff written in them, but I don't really repeat it because, guess what? We're all busy. And I look at it like, oh, I need to go over that. Oh, I need to go over that. Oh, I need to go over that. And see, here's the thing. We can go over it. That's the thing. But what we need to do is get another notebook and rewrite the things that are in our notebook or in our journal. So we're going to talk about a little bit of the different styles of journaling. I may add in a Thursday if I can get myself together. But we're going to do Monday through Wednesday. But what do you think, Arlene, about journaling? And what do you think is like the first step we should take with journaling?
Wow, that's an excellent question. I would tend to think that the first step is generally to just think about what it is that you want to write down, or think about what it is you're thinking about. And as you're thinking about what comes into your mind, that's what you're going to want to put on the paper. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? You know, what are the concerns that you have for that particular day? And as you're writing it down, because remember, journaling, all it is you're writing down the account of events. And you might want to put them in chronological order. You might want to put them in thought order. It just depends upon how you see you and view you for that day. So each and every day, you're taking out your pen, you're taking out your pencil. But in today's technology, you don't even have to take out pen and pencil. You can utilize something as simple as using your digital recorder, or you can send yourself an email, or you can voice message yourself, or you can jot it on a post-it note. So it's wherever you are and that thought comes to you, then you want to write that thought down so that eventually, like you said, you can take it, transfer it into maybe a notebook or something, keep it in one place. Now, I'm saying that, you know, I don't have everything in one place, so, you know, I have kind of like books over here and notepads over there. But when it's time to put everything together so that it's cohesive, then I know that in my journaling, I can bring them all together. So it's just important that you just start. Think about what you're doing and just start. So the key, I would say, Jamie, is to just get started. You know, when the thoughts come, just begin to start writing them down.
Right.
Back to you, Jamie.
You're right.
Back to you.
Yep, that's so very true. The first thing we need to do is to simply just write it down. You know, how many times have you, and I mean, sometimes I could say I'm sometimes disorganized because I do. I could actually say I've taken a notebook, I've taken a recorder, and I did. I wrote on half my book. I'm looking at one right now. You know, I wrote, you know, some things I need to write down, and the other half is like, hello, I'm still sitting here waiting on you to write it on me. I'm still sitting here waiting on you. What are you doing? You know, and we are so quick to go out and say, oh, this is a nice notebook. This is a nice journal. And sometimes we just look at it. You know, I fall short of that too. You know, we just look at it because I went into Target, I'll go into Walmart, and I say, what notebook looks nice today? You know, and sometimes I'll get a nice one, sometimes I won't, you know. You see people walk around with leather notebooks and purple and pink and all these different color notebooks, and sometimes it could be a planner. You know, that is simply your journaling notebook. You know, I have one of them where you open it up and there's a month, and then as you flip through, it goes from day to day, and it gives you a big space, and you can write down some of the things that you have did through the day, and that's what I do. I take my planner journal wherever I go. I guess that's what you could say. And I do. I try and write down what I do. Sometimes you can't write for me. Sometimes I don't write everything down at once. Sometimes I'm so busy running, you know, I will sit down maybe 2-3 o'clock and say, okay, what did I eat today? What did I do today? You know, because I'm trying to be better, actually, at my health as well. So, and I said to myself, I need to eat more iron. I need to do this, and this. So I said, look, I'm going to start jotting these things down. So if you are out there and you have health problems, you can write down through the day what you had, you know. If you have to write down, you know, what you took or, you know, everyone always had, and this is the thing, Arlene, you always got to write down something. There's never a day when I go through a day when you don't have to write down something. So if you write down something, you might as well put it in not only a notebook with a date, or put it in your planner so that when you go back and you look through the days, you say, wow, this is what I did. You know, a lot of times just a plain notebook won't be as interesting as like a planner that has the month and the day in it so you can write in that day and month. You know, sometimes when I go to church, you know, and I forget my iPad and my iPod or whatever, I always have a notebook so I can write down in that particular day, well, this is what we're talking about, and this is what he's talking about. I can write in the notes that he's saying, you know. So it is very important to think about what you want to write down. But yet again, you know, we have to take the little step to say, I'm going to be more organized this month. I'm going to be more organized this month. And a lot of times what I started doing is simply carrying around my big, it is big and it's pink, but I have to do it, you know. Sometimes I write down, you know, what I'm doing. Either, you know I got to watch the dog, so I got to write that down. You know I got to, I gotta give my nephew homework. So I told my nephew a couple weeks ago, I said, look, we're going to do homework through the summer. So, you know, a lot of times it doesn't have to be what you think, you know, it's a hard thing. It doesn't. It could be something very easy. Oh, I helped with my nephew's homework today. You know, it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be, oh my God, this is such a chore. No, it's not. It doesn't have to be like that. It's simple. It's easy. It's something that I've designed and tried to organize myself to do, because through my day, a lot of times I forget. Okay, what did I do? You know, by Friday, of course, you're gonna forget. Like, okay, I'm my own business owner, and I don't know what I did on Monday. All right. So you got to begin writing down some simple things that you can think of, even if it's a quote. You know, I heard on my other call, one of my other calls that I was on this morning, that you can start memorizing quotes, but you don't memorize it if you don't write it down. You don't memorize it if you don't listen to it or see it in your face. You know, one of the quotes that I will continuously remember is the quote that's in front of my face in my room. It's sitting on my wall, so I know how to do it. I know I got to remember that. But the second thing is I want to bring out is you gotta just focus. I believe, but, you know, once you think about what can I write down, sometimes you got to focus and say, okay, should I write down the things that I write down, or should I write down my health? what, you know, should I write down the foods that I eat, you know, or you can write, just write, jot down everything, daggone it. Sometimes you just gotta jot everything down. To say, look, I'm just going to write everything down on this piece of paper, and this is going to be my list for today, you know, because that's what my mom does. You know, my mom will have 10 lists. I'm like, Mom, you know you can't write, do all that today? Oh, well, I'm going to try. I say, okay, all right. And it gets so hot in my house, sometimes she only gets done one or two things. So I'm like, oh, okay. I just go on. I just move on, you know. But it is continuously important that you write down the day, because sometimes you, you know, with loose papers, you know, you kind of forget where they are, because I know I forget. You know, if you don't have a folder for them, you know, and you put loose papers or something, sometimes you just forget. I mean, you are so busy-minded during the day. You're not going to sit there all day and say, okay, this paper goes here, this paper goes there, okay, that paper goes here, and don't think about a file cabinet, you know, don't even think about that. But you got to begin to focus somewhere and do something. So what I do also is when I get up in the morning, a lot of times is I will put my notebook out. I'll just open my notebook up to the month. And I'll just start writing in it. You know, you gotta write in something. You know, you can't just look at it and say, oh, today's the so-and-so. You know, you can't just look at it. Oh, how pretty is my notebook? You know, you gotta write. So what do you think, Arlene, is the third step for just beginning to write in your planner or notebook?
Wow. When I think about it, I think of the word no, and if the listening audience write this down, and I hear feedback from myself, sorry, I'm on the earphones this morning.
That's okay.
But if they could write the word no, K-N-O-W, and what no is, this is going to be an acronym, and what no is going to stand for is for you to keep notice of words. Okay, I'll repeat that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep notice of words. Because as you're journaling, you want to keep notice of words. Which words are pausing or moving you into action? Are there action words that are before you? And when you see those words, for example, you might have a word that's before you that simply says run. So when you see run, what attitude are you going to have? Are you going to think, I'm going to run this race, or are you going to think, I need to run towards my goal? Even if it's a health goal, even if it's a business goal, what are you going to know? So keep notice of words and allow words to speak to you. Because when you're journaling, what are you using? Many
words.
Times what you're using, words. Unless, of course, you're doing a vision board and you're using a vision board as your journal. But keep notice of those words so that you understand that whatever you're trying to accomplish, you need to use it through words. If you're a speaker, what are you going to speak with? You're going to speak with words. Are you going to use power words? Are you going to use words like I am, I can? Or are you going to use negative words like, you know, I can't do that. It'll never happen for me. Or are you going to use words like it's possible? So just keep notice of the words as you're journaling. And when you go back and reread what you've written, you'd be surprised how your words can speak to you. Now, I'm going to zoom right back to you, Jamie, because I hear the background. Back to you, Jamie.
That was awesome. Keep notice of words. I hope everyone is writing this down. It's really important. In any show, in anywhere that you go, you write things down, you know. Number one was write. Number two, I said was focus. And number three, Arlene said no, which means keep notice of words. You know, you wanna continue. You know, when we suggest, right, we don't mean, well, I'll repeat the radio show. No, sometimes you don't get to it again. I know for myself, you know, me and running 10 different places, sometimes I don't get to repeat what I heard. So you want to write those things down, and then you write on the bottom, I need to repeat Jamie's Journal, which Jamie's Journal is on Facebook, is on Twitter, is on Instagram, is on LinkedIn, you know. But you want to continue, even when I said to go out there and write on your Facebook page, I'm listening to Jamie's Journal. Tune in today, you know. You can even do that. But if you don't take action, well, that's on you. So, you know, we're not here, ladies and gentlemen, just to give you some nuggets and to, you know, tell you to do it. We're here to ask you and believing that you're going to take action on these things, because they're vitally important. You know, I believe one of the most critical things you could do today is write. You know, typing is great on a computer. Typing is wonderful. But sometimes when you write, I heard once, I don't know from where, we need to remember to write. You know, we need to remember to write. A lot of people's handwriting is like crazy looking. You know, don't ask a doctor what they wrote. You know, but, you know, sometimes it's even pastors and, you know. But anyway, you need to write so you know your own writing. You know, that's why I'm reiterating the steps, because a lot of times we forget. Oh, what did she just say? I need to go write that down. And you lay right there like, maybe I'll repeat it. Yeah, you can repeat it, but sometimes, you know, you forget. So, no is such a great thing. Keep notice of your words, because we do. All the time, all day, that's what I do. I put that no into action, and that's actually a great way to do it, Arlene, because sometimes I even forget, you know, mm-hmm. of making those short and simple words like that. Mm-hmm. But it's just important. Journaling is very, very important. And we're almost out of time already, but, you know, it ladies and gentlemen, words, keep notice of your words, because there are days when you have a negative day, but you need to keep it positive. You know, I mean, people could be just coming at you right and left. But still, remember the words that you're writing down so you can say, how can I turn that negative, crazy argument or that crazy person around? How can I write in my journal and get that negativity out of my head? You know, that's one of the things I love about journaling as well, because you don't always have to talk to a person. You can just write it down. I want to get into that too, Arlene, as well. You know, releasing some of the stresses, you know, in life today. I was talking to one of my friends real quick, and I was telling her, why don't you journal? Oh, yeah, well, I'll get around to it because I'm going through A, B, C, D. I said, journaling is one of the things that you can be released from with stress, but you don't do it because you just don't know. So, you know, almost every single time I talk to her, I'm like, journal, journal, journal. You know, because that can be a distressor for you, but you don't know until you write. Right. Mm. So what are some other things, honey, that you have on your mind over there sitting listening to me?
One of the things you made me think about was, you know, when you were talking to Sharon about your friend and everything, you made me think about the fact that when we're putting together know, if a person wants to know how to get started, one of the things that they can do is just write a letter to themselves. And in that letter that they're going to write to themselves, say this: I love you because. And behind because, you fill in all the things you love about you. And that's one way to begin your journal, because now you're looking inwardly at you, and you're allowing your pen and your paper to be symbols as you begin to understand who you are. So it's all going to start with you. So take the pen, take the paper, and begin outside, and there's a plane coming over.
Uh-oh.
But,
watch out.
But you're going to take the pen and the paper, and you're going to write, I love me because. And that way you'll begin your journey.
Repeat that. I love
me. You're talking about yourself. I love me, which is you, because. And begin to use those words and fill
right.
in the blank for why you love you. And you'd be surprised at the thought, how it will start you to begin to journal, even if you haven't journaled anything at all. Back
awesome.
To
so how can we get in touch with you and your books and products?
Yes, if you want to get in contact with me and reach out to me, especially if you want to talk about health. You know, I can talk about health all day long, but today we're talking about journaling. But you can go
sure.
to www.arlenefansweat.com, or you can reach out to me by email at arlenesweat@gmail.com. Back to you, James.
Awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is your challenge to you. This is your challenge to write that love letter. That was your challenge right there. She didn't say it, but I said it. That is your challenge, you know. I want you, everyone, to begin writing something. I don't care if it's just a word. and you know, writing from that one word what you get out of it. It's something other than sitting there and watching TV all day. You know, whether you are on vacation or you're sitting on the beach or, you know, wherever you are, you can do this, but it won't get done unless you put your mind to your paper. It won't get done overnight. It won't get done unless you do it. So we're going to be back tomorrow at 10 a.m., and we're going to be back on Wednesday at 10 a.m. as well. I want to say God bless you, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Jamie's Journal. I want you to remind yourself to do this today, because tomorrow may be another challenge, but you never know until you do it. So I want to say God bless you, and you can also email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, and we are on all social media, JAIMES. I want to say God bless you, and go out there and journal today. See you tomorrow. 19.